Okay. It's six. Sewer district consolidation. Al's going to be here in a second. He'll brief us on that.
I sent him the outline of what we need to do for sewer consolidation. Mostly, at least at this point, there's a lot of fact gathering in the districts through debts and all that stuff. From there, it was just, we have to draw a plan as to what we want to do. As far as the consolidation is concerned, there's no referendum.
Right.
Because it's a district. But we have to do it, and then because normally if you had another municipal body that we were consolidating, the two bodies would vote, but since we have the districts and we are the municipality, it's basically our vote. So we would have a public hearing saying, here's what we're doing, vote on it, and that's it.
You have to keep the debt separate?
Well, it depends on what your plan is. I mean, if the plan is to transfer the debt
over,
to
Al.
The...
Come we're talking. Yeah. You can sit there.
All right.
So we're talking sewer district consolidation.
So Tony gave me some great information the other day.
What is triggering this to even be considered?
Well, it's been on the horizon for a while, and it's something that I have on my to-do list for the year, so I wanted to...
Get it off your list?
The gist of it is this.
We have several small districts that are contiguous to each other. Actually, you didn't say, I forgot you weren't here last week. Want me to go grab that map, or... I'll show you the map afterwards.
Okay.
We have several small districts that are contiguous to each other. Some of them with 15 users in them, some with 19 users in them, some with 40 users in them, and they're contiguous to districts that are larger. The West Tennessee Sewer District is actually a fairly large district in that it's got Indian Springs, West Tennessee Street, but it's also now contiguous to West Tennessee Sewer District Extension 1, West Tennessee Sewer District Extension 2, and the Whispering Oaks Sewer District. Why not? I mean, the debt service will still have to be kept separate, but for long-term maintenance costs, it's much more economical to have more users in a district than less users in a district. The same thing on the east side of the town. We have the Radisson Sewer District, which is contiguous to Fairways North Sewer District, the Emerald Cove Sewer District, and the Melvin Drive Sewer District. The Melvin Drive one, we've actually been included in the Radisson District too, but it actually has a separate boundary on the map. But for
operational
purposes, we've been treating it as the same because it flows through the Radisson pump stations. And actually, the other two in Fairways North and Emerald Cove both flow through Radisson pump stations too. So they're already paying part of debt service for those pump stations. So from an accounting standpoint, from a general long-term cost standpoint, the more users you have, the better.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just want to get a clarification. The existing debt service stays any new debt services
spread out over everybody. That's exactly why we're doing this. So gotcha. New debt service is spread out over more users. So when you have in a district like Emerald Cove, which has a pump station with 19 houses on it, and you got to replace a couple pumps and to do a lining of the wet well.
Gotcha.
Well, geez, you got a $40,000 project there that
20 folks are pitching in.
Yeah, which is going to be a really high debt service payment for them.
Gotcha. Okay.
And at the same time, more units paying towards the Radisson when Radisson Sewer District has to do for improvements, such as when we replace the West Entry Force Main, more users, less cost. So, less debt service costs.
Making sense.
So if you go to page 2 of the, it's actually the third page of the document I handed you there. These are the criteria that we have to meet to do the district consolidation, and they're highlighted in yellow. Fiscal estimate of the costs and savings that may be realized from the consolidation. Well, at this point in time, the only cost savings is really from a clerical standpoint. But going forward, it should make everybody's costs, spreads a burden over more people, makes everybody's costs
go down.
Limited.
Smaller.
Yes. Each entity's assets, so we have to list the assets for the each of the sewer districts, and put assume a value to them. We have to define the liabilities and indebtedness, and those would stay with the existing district until it's paid off. The terms for common administration, uniform enforcement, local laws, ordinance, resolutions. So we have to define those things. And I think, it does not say that you have to do a new map plan report, but I would almost think that I think we could do this with a simple letter from my office defining those things to the town board or my office and Dave's office.
I think ultimately we're going to want a map of the boundary of the new district.
Yeah, but should we go through the whole map plan and report process and the public hearing and everything? Because you don't have to do a public hearing for.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do the whole thing other than, what it says here is to draw the district.
So you could use the same steps that are defined in New York State town law for the map plan and report,
mm-hmm.
but with one larger district.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you had to have you don't need a referendum, but you need public hearings on it. You need public hearings. And every time you change it.
Oh, yes. Approval, that's the last page, page four. You have to do a public hearing, and it's without referendum.
Right.
I guess if you read further, though, that says it.
See, this, just so that you know, this thing applies to consolidation of
towns and villages.
The only thing that really goes into the special districts is on page four. It says the agreement for the consolidation of special districts. The agreement will take effect without referendum on the date specified in the proposed joint consolidation agreement. But you'd want to have that agreement before the public. So you say, here's what we're doing.
Right, because you got to give the public a chance to.
Right.
Geez, I thought when I read this the first time there was a with special district. I thought there was something that.
See, as part of the joint consolidation agreement.
Page four, I think.
Yeah, I thought there was something with special districts that I read that if you're consolidating special districts, you didn't have to do a.
There's no referendum. Yeah, that's
no referendum. I thought there was something about the public hearing.
Right here, if the agreement is for consolidation of special districts, the agreement will take effect without referendum.
But I thought there was something about the public hearing.
But if you go back to the previous page,
on page three, the governing body must give notice of each public hearing in a newspaper and general circulation within 10 days, but not more than 20. Down near the bottom.
Right.
We would do just one. Obviously, we notify all the people in districts, saying, here's the plan. It would be a plan of consolidation. Our plan is to consolidate these districts. You lay out verbally what you're doing.
Yep.
And present that to the public for the public hearing.
So to start the ball rolling on this, Tony, do we need to do a resolution to do a study, have the town board do a resolution to do a study to meet these requirements, or can I just go ahead and start this? What's the process?
I think
there?
Just a resolution from the board authorizing me to do this.
Okay.
To the consolidation, yeah.
So, all right.
Because like I say, most of it in the beginning is just
it's
fact-finding.
Yeah, there's not a lot there.
The numbers.
Do you think we need to do a new legal description, or can we do it with a simple map?
I think because it's a taxing entity, I think there should be a legal description.
Probably, yeah.
Because
you're redefining it.
Yeah.
If you're trying to define it by.
So there will be a little bit of cost. I'm not going to even attempt to do those. I'm going to farm that out to a surveyor, but there's money in my budget for outsourcing that we can use for that.
You can charge all that back to the district.
Charge it back to the district. I guess, yeah. But, yeah, we should. I don't even want to try to get into the it's just not something I do every day, and I'd much rather let the surveyor does that all the time do that.
It'll probably be a lot easier, a lot faster.
Yeah, they do it, and I'd rather put the liability on them.
Do you want to add a resolution to the...
That's what I'm getting at. Okay, so got to get a motion.
The engineer and the attorney to proceed.
Let me go grab that map so I don't forget any district names here.
Proceed to prepare a plan of consolidation. Yeah, and probably I can't say that he knows the district. I don't know.
To authorize the engineer and the town attorney to draft a consolidation.
Plan of consolidation for the following sewer districts. Elkin, Brandon, Long Hall, if I can.
So do we do a resolution for each one? Because we got one that's Radisson, Fairways North, Emerald Cove, Melvin River Road. Well, and then we might as well grab Valley View in there, too.
Are you doing one? Are they all going to be consolidated into one district? Or
I was going to separate them by geographic area and only consolidate the... everything on the west side of town will be one district, and everything on the east side of town that's part of Radisson and surrounding area is another one, was my thought. I mean, I guess there's nothing in here that says that the boundary's got to be contiguous.
It would make more sense.
I would think it would make more sense to keep them separate.
So we could do two. We can create two.
Two consolidated districts. Right. So that's my thought. Yeah, okay. I think that would be our best.
But what's the names of the districts that we're going to be studying? Radisson.
Okay. So it's Radisson.
Yep.
Valley View. Melvin Drive, River Road. Emerald Cove. And Fairways North. And Fairways North Extension 1. So it's all these ones. Here together, and then on the
west side of town,
we should put Indian Springs, West Genesee Street, Giddings Crest.
You can't write that fast.
Sorry.
I forgot my shorthand. Radisson. So this is what I've got. So you want two...
You can include all the districts in one resolution.
Okay.
We're just going to do the plan of consolidation, and our plan will be to do two consolidated districts.
Right. To authorize the engineer and town attorney to draft
a plan of
consolidation for the following sewer districts. Right. And then whatever you come up with, you come up with. Okay. But to name them, Radisson, Valley View, Melvin Drive, River Road.
That's part of the process, right?
Fairways North Extension 1, Emerald Cove.
Yep.
What else?
And then Giddings Crest, Indian Springs.
All right, hang on. Giddings Crest, Indian Springs.
West Genesee Street, Extension 1.
West Genesee Street, Extension 1.
West Genesee Street, Extension 2. And Whispering Oaks.
Then I had that.
It'll fit.
Barely. Anything else? Or why don't we just say all sewer districts in Lysander? Are those all the sewer districts?
No, we have some down on 370 that are dry sewer districts, and I don't know if we want to include those. I don't know. I mean, we could put Clinton Heights and Collington Point together, I suppose, but
I'd leave the dry sewers out. There's
They got lots of them.
They don't pay. Yeah. They don't pay a unit charge now. To
well,
the
that's
county,
yeah. That's. I mean, I think long term. In the end, those will end up being consolidated once Melvin Farm gets developed and there's actual sewers down here. Then you tie everything all together with one consolidated district for everything that's on the 370.
All right, so check these off and make sure I don't miss anything. Radisson, Valley View, Melvin Drive, River Road, Fairways North, Fairways North Extension 1, Emerald Cove, Giddings Crest, Indian Springs, West Genesee Street, West Genesee Street Extension 1, West Genesee Street Extension 2, and Whispering Oaks.
We also have this little tiny Parkway Drive, Lincoln Ave, that's got like 8 units in. That's a gravity sewer that ties back into the village, so it does not flow towards Radisson, it flows to the west. Now, is that something that we could consolidate with? I mean, it's contiguous to Radisson, but the Radisson Industrial Park, but it actually flows back, doesn't flow into Radisson, flows back to the... Okay, so throw Parkway Drive, Lincoln Ave in there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can look. I'm not sure what's available, and quite frankly, the New York State grant process, I mean, we don't have a ton of cost in the actual preparation of this, and the New York State grant process
probably wouldn't qualify.
Well, after what I went through last week for the Invasive Species Grant, I got no desire to go through that again anytime soon, especially for a couple $1,000.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Once you fill out one of those things, that should be like your template for any other grant that you fill out.
Why not?
I mean, it's amazing what they ask for.
Yeah.
And every time you, and it's got this self-check on it, so every time you submit, it tells you anything additional that you need to do. So, like, that grant was due at 3:00 last week, and I had Lynn Tanner sit in my office, and we're just going through everything. And every time I click submit, there would be new things that popped up on that list. We got it in like at 3:00. We had 26 seconds left to spare when we finally got them to accept the application. It was pulling my hair out at the end of the day on it.
I do one now with the FC. A ton of Hastings. Can you send us a copy of this resolution? Send us a copy of that. And can you ship proof of publication? This was stuff that was done 5 years ago.
I was at wit's end at 3:00 on Friday last week.
It'd make you crazy.
For 25 grand.
Yeah, for 25 grand.
That's why a lot of people, to be honest with you, a lot of people, contractors and developers, stay away from them because they don't want to go through the process.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean,
well, and then when you get it, that's just half the battle.
When you get it, you got to account for everything you do. And
it's a process.
We did T grant. It took us 11 years. 11 years to put in a trail in the village.
It's a process. Then they give you deadlines. Got to be done by such and such.
No, then you hit your deadline, and then they give you a 5-year extension.
It's crazy.
Nuts. Is River Mist one of the extensions? River Mist across from Whispering Oaks?
River Mist is part. Where River Mist is West Genesee Sewer District Extension 2.
Can we, since we're on this, can we do the same thing with the water districts?
Sure. Can I do one at a time? I want to get through one and make sure it goes smoothly and we get it right, and then we'll look at water and drainage.
You can consolidate anything you want.
Yeah, we'll look at water and drainage but let's get, these are easy, this is low hanging fruit. These are,
you're not ready to dive in.
I'm ready to dive in, but I want to get my toes wet first.
I just want to throw you in the deep end.
I want to get my toes wet first. Let's get through one. And then we'll look at water districts and
drainage districts.
And we could look at the same thing. I think, honestly, we might want to think about doing the same thing with lighting districts as well before we do the LED conversion. So that's another one that we're gonna wanna.
Yeah, the more you
that one is hard to justify though, because there's some districts that, well, they have two lights.
Seneca Estates people will be up in arms. Lights and
Radisson. Well, that's
that wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, because that's where I was. That's why I said we have two.
Jack won't mind. He's got
Amelia Park.
That's the only challenge to this. You're subsidizing your.
I mean, for the sewer is low hanging fruit. That's an easy that's an easy one to justify. The drainage one, I think, is easy to justify. Water, I don't know.
You know, I talked to Bob Antonacci when he was comptroller about drainage districts. He raised some questions about drainage districts too, because certain drainage districts are more demanding than others. Very similar to lights. Some people have more lights than others. But water's water. Sewer and water, everybody needs sewer. Everybody needs water.
The sewer ones are easy.
Those are more.
They're low hanging fruit. That's an easy one to go after. But the drainage, I can see there being an argument made that, hey, my neighborhood doesn't have adequate drainage and there doesn't have any drainage easements or very few.
Doesn't have drainage.
Issues. So, with that being said, if it's an older development with steel pipes, they might change their tune on that when we start replacing them. But that's.
We could certainly look at all that stuff.
Yeah, this is a low hanging fruit. I want to do the low hanging fruit first, and then we'll go big if we need to.
Item B on the agenda. I just realized this.
Yeah.
Should say 2019.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Agreement.
Tony, you were able to review that, right?
Yes.
No changes. There's no changes on it.
And this is not an updated carrier contract. I presume it still has Dan Picardo's name on it.
Well, it's an extension of that existing contract. I asked them to type up a new one and put my name in it.
So when you go to sign one, it has to.
I'll just wait.
Yeah.
I'll just wait till I get the.
Yeah. They said they'd have it to me by the end of the day today, but it is in my inbox. So, okay. But yeah, before we sign it, we'll take care of that.
Good. Did you want to do the DBA thing too tonight?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that you guys received the information and you guys were comfortable with it before I put it on the agenda.
So, we don't have a ZBA meeting scheduled for March at this point in time anyway. So, I mean,
I'm comfortable with the recommendation. I'd like to get him on so that he can kind of start getting caught up in some of the, not that there's any outstanding issues.
You want to add that?
All right, so.
Isn't that
eight? No, that's just recording and uploading them, but we're adding a member to ZBA.
Okay.
ZBA only has four right now.
Do we need to vote on that? What prompted you to start thinking about recording, planning, and ZBA?
Roman came up with that one. Open government.
Well, do you have something to say on that?
Is that common practice? I'm not aware of it.
No.
I know town board meetings have to be recorded. I'm not aware that planning board and zoning boards are recorded.
Actually, I don't think town board meetings need to be recorded.
None of them need to be.
None of them need to be.
I'm unaware, Jack, of any planning board recording. Zoning boards for sure.
The ones I've talked to.
I mean, I don't think it would hurt.
Yeah, I'm looking for a negative, and I don't see one. I mean, it's a public meeting, so
it's a public meeting.
I was going to say, and Karen's notes they're verbatim. I mean, you read the books that she types every month.
I mean, it's literal.
Yeah, it's literal. She's doesn't miss a word.
And that's all put on.
She even gets the grammatical errors that were spoken as they were spoken.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I don't see a reason not to approve it. It seems to me it's recorded. I don't see what.
Well, they have a tape recorder there anyways. It's just a matter of posting it.
Yeah.
I don't think there needs to be an official motion. It's just if the board's comfortable with it, we can start doing it.
Yeah, I mean, your resolution just authorizes them, doesn't say that they have to do it either, I suppose. They can, the planning board could say, we don't want to do it, I guess. I don't know if you can direct them to record their meetings. You can suggest it, you can authorize it, whatever costs there are.
I must have read this wrong.
It authorizes you to do it. So I guess, what was the
If I recorded, I thought you meant film.
Oh, no, no, just the audio.
Oh. It's already
been. That's done now.
Yeah, you'd just be putting
all. We just don't upload.
Right.
We upload the minutes, but.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about video.
The minutes are very seldom.
There's gaps.
Yeah, but that's
the tape recorder is actually easier. You just download it and stick it on there, and then you get to hear directly from.
No problem.
Yeah, so they're authorized to do it. I don't know if does ZBA do it. Does anybody know?
I don't know. I think they record them. Yeah, because Karen.
Yeah, the ZBA is recording. Karen is. Yep.
All right, so. We're going to add a motion I then to appoint Ed Baker to the.
You already added a consolidation motion.
Yeah, that's item H to the Zoning Board of Appeals. The only thing that I need to do is go back and see when his term ends. He's filling Stephen Jordan's spot. Steve Jordan had to step down beginning of the year.
Should probably be in there.
Yeah, I would do it without that. I think
with the term ending. And I'll have that by the time we float it. Good guy, though. I've known him a long time. He served 8 years on the Village Zoning Board of Appeals. You know, he's conservative-minded in that, you know, whenever you have a Zoning Board of Appeals, my personal preference is that you have a board that errs on the side of no. There has to be extenuating circumstances to allow for someone to deviate from our code, in my mind. He seems to bring that mindset. He's got great experience, interesting sense of humor. Mm-hmm. We compete garden-wise, so very heavy competition. He's my neighbor in the backyard. Great personality, though, and I think he'll bring a lot to the that board. Served as Chamber of Commerce president, active in his church, community guy.
An item E, Joe, change one word. This makes sense. It should say for a total of $555 plus mileage, not including mileage, because mileage is not included in his total.
They were just trying to save some money today.
Tony thanks you, I'm sure. Hang on. Call executive session. I'm gonna let me check one thing here. Wait a minute. It's 200 miles to Lake Placid. There. It's 400 miles. 400 miles times 56 cents. Maybe we'll just rent him a car. 56 times 400, it's $224. You rent a car.
For how many days? Just one day? I mean, is it one overnight?
It's a couple of
days. Yeah, oh, it's 3 days. Seven. Yeah, two overnights. Yeah, I believe it's two overnights. 7th and 9th, so two overnights.
I'd caution more than to rent a car.
Yep.
Rent a car and put fuel in it. And yeah.
Yeah, right.
It'll be close.
We should start looking at that. These mileage rates are getting up there.
Oh, yeah. They're incredible.
Okay. That's all I've got for work session.
Well, did you, well, you want to go into an executive session, right? Or do you not? I mean, item G, we're going to go over all those items, and you were going to consider.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? We've got some time. This executive session is not going to take very long. Okay. So why don't we get into that? Dave, let's, these budget transfers. Thanks, Al. Low. All right, so budget transfers are not new for us here in the town. The difference between this year and years past is that the amount of transfers are higher. We were aware of most of these earlier in the year, especially when it came to overtime and snow removal. We had a what the state would deem a severe weather or severe winter. But we're also over in fuel and a number of other areas. So I guess it's worth going over. And then we've got a recommendation to consider for a possible motion, which might address this in the future and allow for better oversight when we're getting close on budget items going over budget. So why don't we start with highway, since that's the bulk of the transfers.
Right. So what we're attempting to do here is, obviously, the line items that he went over on are the amounts that you see in the credit column. And so we're moving money from the debit side for accounts that he didn't spend all the money into the accounts that he overdrew. And in that process, we are staying within the budgeted items that are in his budget, his line items, per se. Let me go on record to tell you that he spent all but $9,000 of his total budget. In my 28 years, I've never seen us do that, get that close, that we spent almost every penny that was budgeted. I've never seen that happen. And I'm sure you probably haven't either. So I will say that. But in doing so, obviously, we're moving money that wasn't spent for road improvements to take care of the shortfalls, as you see in the credit comms. So road improvements, the money that wasn't spent for equipment, $31,850, equipment rental, training, salt sand, as you can see, obviously, we had to move money from all these accounts to make up for the shortfall. Now, to get into the specifics of his shortfall, that I can't do. Yeah, that's management.
I let him know that we'd be talking about it. He's got a hurt foot, so he wasn't able to make it tonight.
So a couple of things that strike me as concerning about this is it's a good thing he had money in those other budget codes that he didn't spend, because what $9,000 is getting awfully close to going over your budget to being in the red, which we can't allow. I mean,
definitely.
And that's, you know, I don't know if it was just coincidence or what. There's three things that bother me. The second one is, we really, if you put road improvements of $130,000 that we didn't spend, and you say to yourself, well, we put that into road maintenance, you can
say, okay, you took care of roads, but the difference between 84 and 130 is a good $40,000, a little under $40,000. So we're complaining to ourselves that we're not taking care of roads good enough, but meanwhile, in 2018, we spent $40,000 less than we said we were going to spend taking care of roads. I think that's a concern. Now, the comeback to that is, well, we had to buy other things. Okay, but were they more important than road improvement? And and the problem that I'm having is it's February, what, 21st? And we're talking about this now. And I would have much preferred we talked about this in, well, let's say August, September, maybe even October. And from this point forward, Joe and Dave, not your fault, but I want to make sure that as we're seeing these things loom ahead of us, that the highway superintendent or anybody comes in and says, look, this is what I think is going to happen. I'd like to at least put it on the table, an approach that I would recommend you guys take. We want to take some money from XYZ account, ABC account, and move it over here, and here's why I want to do it. But it needs to happen when it needs to happen as opposed to after the fact.
No, I would agree. You know, we knew after March that we were in for a pretty rough ride in overtime.
Mm-hmm. We dealt with that one.
We dealt with it. This is actually the second transfer.
Yeah.
That we've made in that regard. So I hear what you're saying. The other thing that I would suggest that we take advantage of, and I still do not understand why it's not happening, that's why the Highway Committee is in place. Mm-hmm. The Highway Committee should be meeting at least every 2 weeks with a highway superintendent, going over budget items, what's going on in the department, what are your concerns. There's no reason why that's not taking place. I don't know why. Okay. There's value in that. There's value in that, and that the board is kept up to snuff as far as where the spending is going, what are the needs of the department. So come budget time, no one's surprised by a giant request for a new loader, for example, or for a new truck. You know, that's something that the highway superintendent should embrace, as far as a committee that has the town engineer on it and two board members. I mean, that was common in the village. The village DPW committee had 3 of 7 board members on it, and it was very powerful. And so that committee knew everything that was going on, from capital improvements, sewer projects, water projects, highway projects, how the equipment was performing in the parks. And when it came budget time, it was almost seamless. We were not taking advantage of that committee. So to address your concern, Bob, I think it would be valuable for this board to consider floating a motion that before any budget line item in any department is exceeded, a request must come from the department head before funds are expended.
Exactly.
With an explanation on why it happened and a corrective action plan on how we're going to be addressing it. That we keep those reports, and at the end of the year, they're logged. We'll have a folder of them, and we can use those as legacy reports when we look at the new budget. Was this a one-off? Was it just something that happened that put us over budget? Is this something that we're going to consistently run into year over year? Are we going to have to adjust the budget up or down? There's value in that. We're not doing it now. We do have a mechanism in place to track that, and that's the Highway Committee. We just need to be more thorough in our budget reviews.
Well, I really like that idea. So you're going to float that motion tonight?
I'm not sure you need a motion. It's the policy that you're setting. This is the way it's got to be done. I mean, you can do a motion to adopt a policy, you know, but the policy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm on the highway committee, and I got to say, without the information from Gene, we got nothing. We got no more to go on than you guys sitting right there. And I mean, I worked with him very closely last year, and trying to keep track of what was spent on every road, but bottom line is I don't see the invoices that come in, and I don't see the vouchers that are processed. I mean, I have what I think is a pretty accurate tally of what was spent last year, but I don't have the documentation to necessarily back it up.
See, there's a gap when a department head isn't working closely with the board. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer to make sure the funds that are allocated towards that department are being spent properly. And when you don't have information or when you don't have that cooperation, that can be difficult. So that's why, you know, we can try to go down the road of making it a policy, but I think unless we formalize it in a motion,
it won't happen.
It won't happen. Or you go this route, and it's an extreme route, and the Association of Towns puts it in the manual that, first of all, it's really illegal to overspend any line item without prior approval from the board. And if that happens, unless the board authorizes to make that account whole, the department head is liable for that bill. Now, that's a bit extreme. Hopefully we can find a middle ground there where we just talk to each other a little bit better. But, you know, there's always the yin and the yang. You know, there's always that. And it doesn't matter if you talk about police departments, fire departments, and municipal boards. There's always that little bit of friction between fiduciary responsibility on funding and what the department head feels they need to accomplish their mission. That's how we do it in the States. But unless we work better as a team, we're going to continue to have these issues.
And there,
or we change the way, or we go to a work order system, which is cumbersome.
Yeah.
And I think a waste of time.
In all my years in Onondaga County, there was only one department head who basically flouted the county's budget, and that was an independently elected person. That was the sheriff. The current sheriff absolutely plays the game correctly. He's very responsible about spending the money that the county legislature gives him. It wasn't a single appointed department head that ever went over budget without the county executive and the county legislature knowing about it well in advance. Here's what's going to happen, and asking for a team approach to solving the problem. So it's, in my opinion, we do the resolution. It's black and white. This is how you're going to proceed. And if it doesn't work, you're paying for going over budget, buddy. Anybody that does it, because, you know, this is too important. And it was embarrassing to Onondaga County to have a sheriff basically say, I'm going to spend my money that I don't have. That's what he was doing. And we can't allow that.
Well, it's not proper. So, who wants to take a stab in crafting that motion? Or do you want to actually draft an official policy, like maybe a one-pager that we adopt at our next board meeting?
Why don't you and Dave
why don't we do that?
You know, wordsmith it over the next 2 weeks, and then come back with a document, you know, a one-paragraph document that lays out this policy. And then we'll hopefully have unanimous support. And the other two board members will be here as well.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important enough to have, you know, that kind of, those kinds of eyes on it.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, but I mean, all these budget transfers are explainable. Again, you know, if you have specific questions regarding highway, I would ask you to reach out to Jerry and get his perspective on how we got there.
Want to go one by one, or do you just have some?
No, unless you guys have questions.
I think I came in this afternoon and met with Dave, so I'm pretty clear on the specifics on this thing. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
You know, with the caveat of what we just said.
Right. All right. Well, That's that. Any other questions on the agenda? Otherwise, we need to go and do a brief executive session to talk about a contractual matter. Possible contractual matter.
I move that we go into executive session.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we're in executive session starting at 6.
This is the matter that you need there, right?
Yes. I'll put this on pause.
Turn it off before you break.
I think it's off. No, it's not off.